Mus altaga gus clairnigail. My name is Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert de Carslach.
Have I heard tell of old Bobby Bob?
And it's my pleasure to welcome you to Clairnigail, in which you'll hear something of the English language, as on gene nish, nis nishu clashin with an achjane gilg, the Manx Gaelic, chinian amera, the mother tongue of Ellen Vanning, the Isle of Man. As mabannach dut rish. The only newspapers available from 1826 are the Manx Rising Sun and the Manx Advertiser. But there was also at that period the Manx Patriot. Few copies survive, and only from 1824 and 1825, although it's clear that there was an intention to keep it going in 1826. I don't know whether anything came of that. We turn, in fact, to the Manx Advertiser this time. Yn chi'r sgeri fy'n chydfer sy'n rach las yn jay sgil as tiaglwn y brerych yn grym, mae chi'n an ach dren bynas y chynach pws y rys. Ach ta da fersiwn jay'n un sgil sy'n lior as mys o'ch i'r sio by'n na fersiwn rach las. Jump, jump ar gad, let's go to war. Well, that's the fairly uncompromising message of this song in the Breton language, Bal Azur, Arthur's March. Now, I wonder, is that King Arthur? And she be, ta was geis, jach rish radio banning, stashu the nashun, vis gul ar sgeilia mach, vai dulish, Ellen Vanin.
Yeah.
are Brésériens, the Bretons, singing Bal Azur, Arthur's March, which was collected in the early 19th century by the Vicomte Ersard de la Vieille Marquée and published in his Barzaz Brés, Ballads of Brittany, in 1839. Though that's probably not as he heard it, to be honest, because he was wont to revise and, inverted commas, improve rather than merely record what he collected. In an edition early in 1826, the Manx Advertiser published a letter which was dated for the 31st of January and was from someone who signed himself off as a Southside farmer. The subject matter of the letter is, I suppose, a child of its time, as this was at a time, 1826, when one mode of transport had been commercially successful for some time, and another mode of transport was just on the verge of being really developed in a commercial way. "Mr. Editor," writes a Southside farmer, "some time ago I recollect seeing in your paper an admirable suggestion which I've never since lost sight of, and the expediency of which has of late received additional weight from the very laudable measure now in contemplation, to petition Parliament or the King, no matter which, as I suppose they will be on the one hand, to make the commissioners do all the good they can to this country. I mean the project of opening a canal along from Peel to Douglas." "An achren benaisha shinach puxurish. Tre ren shan benaisha shinach gedden bes, henk morda alda de huri, as rene krankel eren doris, as rene ket burren farsle de, as rene cromagy is dorte, la mai in a het, gefield as few. Cren fair for she the lummer canoe, as cray vishen tau cogger a jew. Dregger a ket burren, ta banya the you as arran vainach, bailt sae sheese on be as jach. Gurra my moor at ket burren, her seer nitish, ti hoos na sae o gamal eshel, gurra my moor at in a ket dregger a mald alder, ach, vil benast ye hinach stai. Eish door te ket burren, ho seech na dish, ti hoos na sai, as gonnach na sulianek vai ko, baramish, gin cower vai an seech an ek a trai, le shan vansh a shinnach bog der sulnish. Dregger am all da holda, nach jinny goil fair shesha no, da chod eish as a tai brow shaw, Sus leis a chet burin, pit-a-pat, ti crankle er an doris, ratatat, ratatat. Now, Secret Island was the title poem of a collection published by Mona Douglas in 1943, and Marlene Masker made a musical setting of it, and here she sings that with Dilys Sowry.
I know a distant land over the sea. Beyond the world. through shining fog.
Marlene and Dillis with their version of Marlene setting over The Secret Island, one of the poems of Mona Douglas. Faint sy'ch hynach fel yw chaws dau? Te, te, mychet bai. Hys dy fes sŵried, lysyn de cor y red. Ach, frai byna sy'ch hynach. Fel brych yn djyrg eg yn dynia ser, as fel stroen virach ega. Chanel, dregar y Cetbwyrn. Eish, cha jinnam saiach y jay, dod fy nais y chynach. Lwt yn fod o hold o fe cwrt ar sŵl, henc cw, ffai, mwech, ma gawen, lion, ys cws dy fe yn ffai elia. Ach, fod oliw gyn y troen mai fi fy nais y chynach, gamol eisiol, fi ff... Bam, brandy me. Ach, wad olyw... Tam i, cailt nish. Ach, wad olyw gyn na troen mai ag maen si sinach fa marw nish. Maso fe er a chetbwyr yn corod olyw ar sŵl. Fe er a heng sinach eg, as vrai byna si sinach rau brych yn djyrg eg a stroen virach. Te, te, ta dega, dregar a chetbwyr yn. Eish nim saiach a jay dwrt byna si sinach. As hogi sered yn chetbwyrn dy un o wyrlws o'n y un svansia. Mae chet, jyn sgeba y tseimr les bri. Fosialunig, cor mach maen sy'n sinach as chi. Now a South Sound farmer says in this letter that the country abounds in mines of ore and coal. Well, there are certainly ores being mined in the island even at that time, but there never was coal, so either a Southside farmer is getting a bit carried away with his rhetoric, or perhaps, as the ores come out of the mines, he's thinking about the coal which would be required to go to the mine workings to power their engine houses. So all this weather in or out could be carried on his proposed canal. Anyway, we shall see. He certainly sees opportunities. The speculation of building villages on each side of the valley through which the canal would be cut is one fraught with great utility. Besides the advantage of the plan to individuals, which ought to be considered seriously when the population of the island is so much on the increase and measures are being taken for the prosperity of all, there is a still farther prospect open of improvement by the abolition of high road labour in consequence of this canal being cut. We'll be right back. That's Cornish fiddler, multi-instrumentalist in fact, and dancer, who arranges programmes and records her work. That's Martha Woods. In fact, she was having a breakdown there. It was the Boscastle Breakdown, a well-known piece from Cornwall. Odat stasiwn yn asiwn Radio Fanning, rysi Claire Nigel, wisgol o'r sgelio ma Carnish, Meryn Pyn, Robert Gytyn Carswell, Robert y Carslach.
Have you heard tell of Owl Bobby Bob?
Ta record os jay Claire Nigel rachlash yn rysiach dyn trwyd unedeg y Radio Fanning, as yn sien, rai a chraman, eich rys, as jich son yn chles ar ôl y sien. The podcast Gent Genius, fysrych ad nasty trwy dynedeg y Radio Fanning, na trwy'r cierdyr yn podcast elia, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Audible, Spotify, Google Podcasts, TuneIn, na Alexa. There'll be no necessity for a road from Peel to Douglas, suggests a Southside farmer. The canal will serve that purpose. Hereby, much real profit will devolve upon the farmer and the traveller. The expense of wheels and springs will be utterly superseded, as also of joiner and saddler work. The extravagance of tradesmen's bills for these articles is enormous. When it's moreover considered that one improvement inevitably leads to another, the advantages of this canal will be incalculable. The spirit of emulation which pervades mankind will provoke them to open canals all over the island. Baldwin River may easily be led through Ingerbreck, down through the parishes of Balaff, and out at Cosnahowen. Thence, by sea, towards the east, towards Ramsey. What a beautiful route for pleasurable sailing! Well, in fact, this seems to be envisaging what only came about when canals had lost their primary commercial purpose and went over to leisurely holiday activities. To be nice, Hinnach Fos Lortrischen Chetburen. Esh, ma babailat goil rai vi ed sher, tam I shigad da bi ced ut esh goil lucht na ghe. Ach freilat dut chin, chanel mish cha djian. Mar so, henk I da vei pustrish maisha shinach eg, lesh muren daunsen as goil boga, an son veg ta mi a chlashen vis gobole, fuddi da vel da daunsen fos. As Marsos and the Jarra when Akron Banasha Shinach Pusarish, Sahid Versun, Harau Mansha Shinachach Liga Air, the Ve Maru, as Treban Bentrach Morby Shilton, Sayacha J. Versuri, Te Limanis, as Gimman the Hulyfech Fine Tayega Lesh Lorg, as the Jarra Vashen Golshach Banasha Shinach Nis. Ach se Versun Shen Machil Shin the Shan Vansha Shinach Bach, Erneg Eden Best of Fear. As the Banasha Hinnach Sayach J. Versuri, as the Chit the Vey Pust, and she be de Versun Jane Skilchen, as Chaglam the Bredach and Grim. The plucked fiddle of Ultan O'Brien leads into the voice of Owen O'Kionavoyne, and provides a really interesting setting for him as he sings about Breeze na Gheera. Rilem anam hushach soul bo marstu a hawal manam haman love danik mor a biga hurse kangul samgus baro keri shol chis garmelishing alun og danik mestach zorod Os ga veg ka bad van hanna chagach laga zain sin sjol Fluche sin a farig is ni lage si bar sjol Vier tu ser chölle wa de kinnere da ti chan la mor Skunil en molag tin mona kos me gora lemma stor Os a hammo mai din dona ra me sugach tasgulor Kall sis le malag tin mona gos ga hur ser bohjal mor Nir jel mer I og ur er bega hund til gam I kjø Nog er dine kanslet plur med mannen vi grum som alle mor
Ryr mae hi am y pintor hon a chni yn y tis yn cart Nyr yn hyn yn el hael a hi glen i ni ti hi ma chrian A be grag y rin i chwyr y gomwyd i'n gifre hes mwys Nyr i maws mis ys y tîr Sian y di gifre ffwr mes yn maed Ca mae hi hym hwyn i sys Da i hys y trawain O siwl y men y libor Tigus part gy hwn dde chlar Smor y bos y bryd ni chwyr Y men i l hym eg y brawch
Olton O'Brien exploring a different aspect of the fiddle in his plucked playing there to the singing of Owen O'Canavan with Brise na Gaeira. Ta hen am an askeel sa verl, the elves, ach ta John Kelly sa nog gioreg a grey de velen fogel, ferish, a fairy, an elf, as te grey na veli in ridgheden as na she, as te grey de velen an she, and source the spirit to tanach den rislai as shirvejach oru, ach de vel ferish, the fairy elf. Mersonian nim image ferish on shaw and skeelin has to cuse the skeelin machion ne ferishin. Ach hennel and fogel ferish hennel shen hennel image inje shen on son chid skeel ne mastock. Curt rauva gracion as gin foiler be onson. Henke de ve ho bach. Fyeren yr awbeg yr marnega ach lier dy lŵr dy un o unfair dy fregen. Renig iar y mach dy bregen sy'n ni, dy fe yrlw dy gol toioch dy'r gyn o yn orfa arw y mor yr gain. Ys er yn oed yr aw cwn sien sfai ega, hwg e hyn dy lai dy cwn sy'n liabi ega, hwg e hyn fo chwrwm niaw, ys hen cadl er. Sabora lwg dy greu herys na pasr yn ega, as fe yr chi gol toioch der yn ofer ega, hwyr ei a pair dy freg yn jint as cwlinit, as nyn siadw er y bŵr ega. A Southside farmer continues. There are but a few, a very few hints of the fair prospect now before us of prevailing on government to do almost anything we ask to promote the good of this island in every possible way and manner. Some time ago I was informed that the inhabitants of the north had intended to lead a canal through the Curragh in order to drain the marshes, which extend over so great a portion of that fine flat country. This, however, I am against. Every improvement should have an eye to public good, and as turf or peat fuel is abundantly requisite for the people, and far cheaper than coals, it would be a serious disappointment to many to have that precious mass of fine black vegetable mould put to any other use, excepting fuel. As to making composts of that substance to mix with lime and dung for manure, in the presumption that a deal of the soil now overflowed with ditch water would yield excellent wheat. It is a mere chimera. A chimera, as to say, an unlikely hope. Now, Welsh trio, Eirin Peryglis, take one step forwards in this song. It's written by Geraint Jarman. It's called Un Cam Ymlaen.
Certainly
Ian Cameron Lyne, the voice of Fiona Owen, with Alan Davis and Robin Griffiths, who make up the Welsh trio Eirin Periglis, which translates as, from the Welsh, as Dangerous Plums, in fact. I have a copy of the LP, as it was, by Geraint Jarman and Cungan Eddwyr, and I think it was called Steddfod yn y Ddinas, and what a group of people, a load of Welsh bands and soloists, they came together, and as a tribute to Geraint Jarman, they chose various tracks, and that was the one chosen by Eirin Periglis and Ian Cam Ymlaen. As Nish, as to why the prospect of wheat-yielding soil being produced from what had been previously waterlogged was a chimera, a hope or a dream that's unlikely to be realised, a Southside farmer says, speaking from his agricultural experience, "For who ever heard of meadowland or fens like those converted into soil to grow corn on? Nay, the common sense of the people of that part of the country proves it to you at once. For to my certain knowledge, a very considerable portion of the Curragh, and the whole country level with the Carlairn in Derby, is totally covered with water a great part of the year, and entirely useless, excepting for the purpose of shooting wild ducks, widgeons, etc. And do the proprietors care one fig about it? No. A proof this, as positive as that two and two make four, that the soil covered with water is quite useless, not worth a farthing, absolutely, unless it be for the sake of landscape or for shooting wild fowl, as aforesaid." And hence the Len Trench, which has drained the area after all. "For Mourain the Yindersersen, as Charawi Shiga cried the Smunion Jay, as Gawi na Breg and Salaweg at the Scrutiger na Snyether Day. As for Jinch Mai, the Rau Dach Graeme Chwelitz of all cat era hon, mor de Beche Jint eg Ud Gerjach. The Lear Lurkshen ran Kyonner de Chitzjach on, as Erno de Rau na Bregen Chubrau Fregertach Day, hug in a Schleen and Price Cajun Ernenson, the Rau Urget de Lure eg Grazi, the Chonach Eliers on Defire Elia de Bregen. Yenig Gyara Machat Sunni, as feig fósan gael taeacht ar an abar ega a morra ar gain leis brí nó. A charaw sen mor da bech e. Ar son tre diriae fyd jint hana, as charaw ir cionad ar rolaal, hwg de chwysiorgit da dod e cionach al ier da lŵr son cair pair an nó. Da mocha a na bora, chwyr ein a cair pair an jint nys, as mersof e tachar da chynjach. Creu'r bi rennig iar y mach sy'n iast ar beg, fe'i cwllunet llor y siabora. The 25th of January, of course, is Burns Night, and Robert Burns wrote lyrics "Ye Banks and Braes of Bonnie Doon." In a letter to his publisher, he said that he'd heard one story that the tune was heard by a noble lady from an itinerant piper in the Isle of Man. And there we heard a solo piano version by Scottish composer, arranger and actor Patrick Doyle. Mench Radio. Stasiun na nasiun sin de jaru Radio Vanning. Rosen short how was geisjach. Rish Claire na gael. She Robert Cotin Carswell mish. Robert a Carslach.
Did he ever hear tell of old Bobby Bob?
Henke de wein ach de lie de rawe gold tayer der Carsna urged bay my de lure. As for yer, Henke de wein fee verchach. Either how, nor how photo Rosh and Nullick, Trebun Gracie, Chorkion, Gyara Mach, as Ross Majachi Gusalyavi, Durte Rusha Ven. Crenach Beche, the Raumi, the Vem, a high foot in a hay show, as Feathern Mach, Quibus Kulina, and Shirve show Ernan Son. Renna Ven Cordale, as Huggy Lampa the Laster. Esh Renna Nyestjau Kelchen uns Cornele Chamer. Chow Hulu J. Cus de Huten, but Corrit de Croche and Shen, as Esh Ren and Gold Toyak der Frail Ara. Chalias Henke mainly, Honnick a der and ye commit de Jesh, Roosh, beggar as beggin, chit those gamblashel, der and ye beggar, commit de Jesh, ach Roosh, chits jack on, as Renard Coratin and Sai Rosh Boor de Grazy. As Roget Nisan Aber Vajint Erlu Hanna, as Gawat Toyach der Huela, Tiola, as Aberge Ord, Choachtelus Chetabi, Nesnemer Bega Ock. The cutting of a canal in that part of the country, therefore, is not of so material a consequence. They have neither coal nor ore there. Well, whilst I was trying to suggest another explanation for his reference to coal earlier on, it looks as though a Southside farmer has indeed got something of a bee in his bonnet about it, and was definitely expecting to find coal somewhere in the island, though not anywhere apparently down north. But as for a canal somewhere down north of the people living in the area, he says, they are not for any improvements of the kind, and therefore they would not go to any expense for it. I'm told Port Liege is to be made into a harbour directly. I'm very glad to hear this, for it'll make Ramsey as populous as Douglas in a little time. I wish some of your correspondents would invent some other improvements, as I'm persuaded, and so must you and every lover of this island be, that government will do anything for us now. We have Bretons in abundance now, or at least that's what the name of the group means in translation. Elays is Breton for in abundance. A brunette goes to a sailor and begs him to marry her, but despite her possessions, he won't. So she says farewell to all the places she loves.
Derrière chez nous, y a une brune qui a voulu faire sa fortune. Elle a voulu se marier avec un garçon marinier. Elle s'en fut chez Madame l'hôtesse. Elle avait son adresse. Bonsoir, Madame de Lozier. N'avez-vous pas un Il est là-haut, dedans sa chambre. Montez-vous, parlerez ensemble. Il est assis dessus son lit. Montez-vous, parlerez à lui. Thank you. cela surpasse mon état. Adieu mes qualités, mes rentes, puisque le marin ne veut pas me prendre. Adieu
song published in a collection of songs from the area around Guérande, which is a beautiful walled town in the Brouwen, the white country in the south of Brittany, and that was the group Élèze singing about the brunette and the sailor. This letter to the Manx Advertiser finishes on something of a whimsical note. Even common sense, so scarce a commodity as it's been here for years, I doubt not they would grant us a charter for importing. The way to do this would be to levy a few taxes yearly and affix poor rates, in which case we would soon come to appreciate the value of our property, and every farmer would rise greatly in consequence, in wealth and respectability. I know of nothing of more real importance than good, solid, common sense that can estimate the value of the good things we possess. We've hitherto thought far too little of the privileges we enjoyed, and it's but right we should be induced to know and feel them. I remain, sir, your obedient servant, 31st of January 1826, a Southside farmer. Well, in relation to the main point of his letter, a canal between Peel and Douglas, what is thought of as the golden age of canals in Britain and Ireland was 1770 to 1830, so 1826 was very much at the tail of that. Scorn dod sulin y reisi gair tern of a gulla jyna wegan deg yn ye bega, chal ledn fe the yndis. As hyrenad sgwer by, der of a chulio ryd jynt, as fyd nyn siadw urlw er y wŵrd, as reis rhenad lim yn nws as rhenad rai rhwmbw. Y mora gain dŵr ben y reisi rysyn dyn ye sesia hec, tan y dein ye bega sio eich o'r oron fe byrchach, as lezach sin salgir a mach de bel sin bwysl daw. Les yliw a rai ma gyr docus, les beg da chudach a adhin, tad fi ffwr tam i sigur. Crem a chawn sio. Nym mernyn son, lleintan, cwtan, perian, as britchen bega, as nym cnytl lernyn son pair da osiran, as neos son cach pair da fregan. Rhen a dynia sesio cordeil da harltach, as sonny trefod dy chwliw rydgynt, rened corn yn lai cwjach na gywtyn ar y fwr don sy'n y jen ofr giarys mach, as hwgyd at hyn dy fod at ffag yn yn acht, ynach na denia bega imrga. Catherine Crow took a mysterious song to the Pan-Celtic Festival, and here Catherine plays piano and sings, with Katie Lawrence on fiddle and Josephine Evans on cello. Ach, shen mi hyn.
Nach Duri as Duri Mios Hareno Kethle Se Duid Mar Hai Egnail Melver in Shemege Praise God, a corner, children of three. Ali ejection email so great can fair thing be.
Catherine Crowe and a song that represented the island in the Pan-Celtic International Song Competition back in 2009. Tre henke mein nir en de denje begge seirige stjach on, as ons nerlu de wal teich der avrige. Ach tre hura don sinne jay miren al jair jint erlu, ne eidi en jesha kurig erlu er en son, vat nen shadow rishalid as jindasorro. As esh, rennet seisige maach a bog a smoo. Les buid glen, chrogat nis neidhi an eilen, as hugat mum buad. A Cornish engineer Richard Trevithick devised a way for a steam engine to provide its own traction, and his steam locomotives were used to haul heavy loads at Colebrook Dale in 1802 and at Penydarran in South Wales in 1804. By the time of a Southside farmer's letter in 1826, the Stockton and Darlington Railway had already been running for 4 months. And so it was that the Isle of Man came to have a steam railway running between Douglas and Peel rather than the proposed canal. Between 7 and 9 you can enjoy the best of chill out music for your Sunday evening in the company of Chris Pearson, and then at 9 Judith Leigh will be here with Sundown through into Monday morning. Next Saturday evening, the 31st of January, Bisky Brish will be launching their new album in English and Manx, and it's a 2-CD set called Treading Water, Brebbal Ushtia. That'll be at 7 o'clock in Laxey Glen Pavilion. So that's on the East Coast, and at 7.30 on the West Coast in the Masonic Hall in Stanley Road in Peel, there'll be a celebration for Eel Vrija with the Mollog Band and various musical friends. Claire Nigail closes with music by Cornish band Lesky, with the hammered dulcimer of Carenza and the fiddle of Richard Trethewey. Ach shene is my saw until the next time. This is Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert de Carslach.
Oh, Bobby Bob.
Wishing you a very good night, Eva McCreort, as that's my year and share.